Welcome back, everybody, to Mishneh Berurah Yomi. Today we are learning Simin Sadi Ches, the Simin of having Kavana in Tefillah. The Yesod V'Shoresh HaAvoda tells us that one should review Simin Sadi Ches of Shulchan Aruch or Chaim every week to revitalize his knowledge of this Simin. This is a very important Simin. So let's get going. Says the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, HaMespal Otzarech She'echavin Belimo, Perush HaMilo Shemotzi Bisfasov. Person who davens needs to have focus and intent on the meaning of the words that he utters. V'yachshuv ki'ilu shechina kenegdo. You should perceive himself as if the shechina is opposite him. V'yaser kol ha'machshavos hatordos oso ad shetishor machshavto v'chavanoso zako b'sfiloso. One should remove all distracting thoughts until his thinking and his focus are completely pure for tefillah. V'yachshuv ki'ilu ha'yamedaber lefni melech basar v'dam. You should consider yourself as if you are speaking before a human king. And so you would organize all of your matters, and you would have great focus on them, lest you make a mistake. How much the more so would you have such proper focus in front of Hashem, who knows all thoughts? Chasidim and Anshei Maisa used to do as follows: Shahayu misbodedim umechavnim besfilasam at shahayu magiim lehispashtus hagashmius ulehisgabrus koach hasichli. They used to isolate themselves and focus on their tefila so much so until they got to the simplification of their physicality and the total control of their intellect. At shahayu magiim karov lemalas hanivua. They came very close to the level of prophecy prior to engaging in tefillah. If a distracting thought arises during tefillah, so then you should pause and be silent until that thought passes away. You should think of things that humble you and that make you focused on Hashem. Shouldn't be thinking about things that involve lightheadedness. So let's get right into the Mishneh Berurah here. Says the Mishneh Berurah, Sif Aleph, Perush HaMilus. What is the type of kavana that one is supposed to have during davening? Ve'al yechavin ha'adam b'shemos v'yichudim. Doesn't mean having mystical intents about the names of Hashem and joining together of the Sfiros. Rak yispal al kipshuto lahavin hadvarim b'chavanas haliv. One should daven with the simple understanding of the meaning of the words and good focus. Unless you're somebody who's a mekubal, who knows the secrets of the Ribono Shel Olam, and he's able to focus on them with his mind and heart and his will and fear. If you get involved in these things and you don't know about these things, so then actually it has the opposite effect. Rabbeinu Shimshon was a mekubal, and he learned the secrets of Kabbalah, and he said that afterwards, Shehu mispalel ketinok ben yomo, he felt so dependent on Hashem that he felt as if he was davening like a little child. V'ayin b'fnei Yoshua reish perakein omdin shakosav, the Pnei Yoshua writes in Maseches Brachos, the ilu hakavanos hamivu arim kan v'Shulchan Aruch, all of these different points of focus that we mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, I efshir lechavin b'sh'as hatfila rak kodem. One should have these thoughts prior to engaging in tefillah. U'bitfila, when you're in the middle of davening, tzarech lechavin peirush hamilos ayin sham. What you should be thinking about is the meaning of the words. The Kaf HaChaim in footnote number 1 points out that in addition to the meaning of the words, one should be saying the words correctly, because the words have specific power, they have specific meanings, and when we say them correctly, so then we tap into those meanings. The Shem Olam, quoted in footnote 4, points out that it's a good idea before every bracha to contemplate what you want Hashem to grant you and what Hashem is going to give you. If he agrees, so what is he going to give you? That's what you should have. That's what you should be thinking about before each bracha. What's the relationship between the kavana of standing before Hashem during tefillah and the understanding of the words? So this is a well-known piece in Reb Chaim Soloveitchik in his commentary on the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah Perek Dalet, where Reb Chaim explains that amida lifnei Hashem, having the awareness that one is standing before Hashem in tefillah, that's part of the very definition of tefillah. That, of course, spans throughout the entirety of tefillah. You have to have that kavana for all of tefillah. However, perush hamilos, understanding the words, so that's the proper way to engage in a ma'isa tefillah. It's not part of the ma'isa tefillah, but the proper way to do a ma'isa tefillah is with perush hamilos. So you should have it throughout all of Shemona Esrei, but we'll learn that it's ma'akev only during the first bracha. It's ma'akev only during the bracha of Avos, even though lechatchila one should be understanding the words throughout Shemona Esrei. Continues the Mishnah Brura in Se'if Beis. Yishtok v'chulei. Uv'sefer Hagan kosav. Levatel machshava ra b'shas ha'tfila. In order to nullify a distracting thought during tefillah, yomar gimel pa'amim p. You should say this word three times. Urashe tevos palti Yosef, dehim hisgabru al yetzer libon. These were people who were able to overcome the Yetzahara, uchdi isub sanhedrin daf yutes amud beis, v'achar kach yarok gimel pa'amim. And then you spit three times. V'lo yarok legamre, but you can't spit fully, because we learned in the previous simin that one shouldn't be spitting in such a way. So you rak b'derech nachas. You should do so with in a more calm manner. V'haloshon tehei bein tzvasayim b'sha'as harakika. And the tongue should be between the lips while you're spitting. U'bevadei telech hamachshava. Doing this will ensure that that distracting thought leaves. So how come you never see people doing this? Because v'chasav ha-magin Avram al-zeh, the Magin Avram writes, ve'in yer li la'asos zeh b'soch tefillah shmona esrei. Da'ave hefsek. If you do this in the middle of davening, in the middle of shmona esrei, that's going to be a hefsek. Umi yode'am refua bedukahi. Who even knows if this really, really works? So therefore, you don't see people doing this anymore. U'b'sefer Eliyah Rabbah hevi b'shem kitzer shlo v'zeh l'shono. The Eliyah Rabbah quotes from the shlo, s'gula l'havir machshav eschutz, tested way of getting rid of a distracting thought is to do as follows, according to the Shla. Shakodem tefila, before you engage in davening, yavir gimel pa'amim yad yemino al mitzcho, should wipe your right hand on your forehead three times, v'yomar b'chol pa'am, each time you say as follows, leiv tahor b'rali alokim, v'ruach nachon chadish b'kirbi. Kadosh Baruch Hu created us with a pure heart, and a good spirit, and we ask Hashem to renew that within us. V'chein imbalo machshav eschutz b'socha tefila. Likewise, if a distracting thought comes up in the middle of tefila, yishtok ma'at, so pause for a second, v'yavir yamino amitzcho, put your right hand over your forehead once, v'haher pasuk hanizgar le'el, and think about the pasuk of leiv tahor b'ra li'elokim. Ad kan l'shono. Reb Chaim Kanievsky points out that if you're going to do this, then the best time to do this is prior to Psuki de Zimra, meaning before you get involved in davening. This doesn't mean that before you say Hashem Svasai Tiftach, then you do this skula. Rather, you would do it before Psuki de Zimra. So says Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Back into the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Says the Ramah in the Haggah, V'yachshuv kodem atfila me'romimus hakel yisale u'bishuflus ha'adam. Before engaging in tefillah, one should contemplate the greatness of the Ribono Shel Olam and the lowliness of man. V'yaser kol ta'anugei ha'anam milibo. You get rid of thinking about all of the pleasures of man. Then says the Rama, V'aser la'adam lenashek banav haktanim b'vis hakneses. It's prohibited to kiss one's little children in shul. K'dei l'kiboa b'libo she'in ahava ke'ahava samakom baruchu. So that you entrench within yourself that there is no love like the love that a person has for the Ribono Shel Olam. What age children is the Ramah referring to? Does this refer to all children, that one is not allowed to kiss any child in shul, or is there a specific age? So Reb Chaim Kanievsky says that it's limited to Banav Haktanim, as the Ramah says. There is an opinion of the Orach Neeman that this would apply to all children. So we refrain from kissing our children in shul in order to convey that our love for Hashem is greater than any love we could possibly have. Even the deepest of affection that we can't even articulate that we have for our children, still, ain ahava ke'avas hamakom baruch hu. So it's inappropriate to kiss our children in shul because of that. Now, a very important sif in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is going to quote from the Shla. What is the proper approach to bringing children to shul? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Gimel, Banav Haktan. B'shla kore tigar al hameviyim yiladim levis haknesas. The Shla, so he goes out and criticizes those who bring little kids to shul. V'hainu kitanim she'adayin lo higiyu l'chinuch. That's referring specifically to little children who have not even reached the age of chinuch for davening yet. Why? Mitam ki hayelodim misachakim umirachdim b'visakneses umechalalim kedushas b'visakneses. These little children play in shul and they dance around shul and they're going to desecrate the holiness and the sanctity of the shul. V'gam mevalbalim dasam espalalim. In addition to that, they're also going to confuse those who are davening. V'od gam ki azkinu lo yasuru mimin hagam hara asher neschanchu b'yaldusam lehishtageya ulevazos kedushas b'visakneses. If we teach kids that what shul is that we run around and play, so then when they get older, that's going to be their habit, and that's what they're going to think about davening. That's how they're going to approach the Bisak Neses. Avo kishi higiyu lechinuch. However, when the children approach when they get to the age of chinuch, aderab. So then the opposite is true. Yivi enu ito levisak neses. You should bring the child to shul. Vilamdehu urchos chayim lishev beimo v'yira. Teach him how to properly conduct himself in shul with awe. V'lo yanichenu lozos memekomo. Shouldn't allow the children to go running around the shul. These are zehu lanos amin v'kadushu kedusha. You should caution him and teach him to respond amin and kadosh and kedusha. Ayin shem besof in yoni tfilo kriyas haTorah. The Rama in Kuf Chav Dalet points out that a child who answers amin merits immediately a portion in olam haba. The ayin v'tana de be'eliyahu chilek aleph parag gimel. Godel ha'unesh she'ash le'ha'av she'men yachas b'no lanos dvarim shel hevel v'tiflos b'vis haknesses. Very harsh words from Tana de be'eliyahu. The greatness of the punishment for a parent who engages with their children, but saying the wrong things and responding the wrong things in shul. So very relevant at the same time, pretty harsh words in the Mishnah Berurah, but at the same time an important sif to remind ourselves of. Continues the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Beis. Lo yispal b'makom sheyash davar shemevatel kavanasa v'lo b'shah hamevateles kavanasa. A person should not daven with something that's going to nullify his kavana, and not at a time where he's not going to have kavana. However, nowadays we're not so careful about this. Our kavana, unfortunately, has already been compromised. What is the Shulchan Aruch even referring to? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Dalet, Shemevatel, Kigon Sheichar Chadash, Shemei Riach, Uchahai Gavna. If you have like a bad smell, newly formed beer, alcohol, I guess that gives off a bad smell. I'm not too sure, honestly. B'shah ha'mevateles, sif hei, kigon she'in daitom yusheves alav me'izet tzar o kas o mitorech haderech. If a person is not calm, he doesn't have a good peace of mind because of something that's paining him, something that is distressing him, or something that is angering him, or from the difficulty of travel. If you're feeling very angry, you want to start to daven. So here, start to take a deep breath and make sure to get rid of the thoughts that are distracting you. Where we said that we try to really get into the right frame of mind for tefillah. What if you have to choose between davening some of tefillah in a place in which you'll have kavana, or all of tefillah in a place where you won't have kavana? Which is preferable? So Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, quoted in footnote 14, points out that davening some of tefillah with kavana is actually even better. Continues the Mishnah Brura in Se'iv Zayin, Einanu v'chulei, ubiprima galim kasa v'shem alavush, af hagav she'einanu mechavnin, even though nowadays we have compromised kavanu mikol makom, ma'ada efshar la'asas olsin, do as best as you can. Alkein ein lehispala b'vayah she'yasham sheikha chadosh o'mei devash, don't daven in a place where there are smelly things, v'kol she'kein reach ra mu'upash k'tzas. And how much the more so, if that smell is coming from something that has spoiled, because we've learned in the past that smell that spoils is actually a me'ikar hadin, problematic for tefillah. And what sheikhar chadosh ol midavash is something that hasn't spoiled, but it just gives off a bad smell. So that we're saying the chatchila, try not to daven around those types of smells. But b'diyeved, as we said, the Mishnah Berurah points out, or the Shulchan Aruch points out, that nowadays we don't have as good kavana as they used to. What if you don't daven because of your distractions, right? We said in the Mishnah Berurah that if you're feeling very distressed, so you should try to calm yourself. So bizman hazeh, we would say to daven anyway. But what if you daven? What if you just don't end up davening because of those distractions? Can you do tashlumin, or is that considered mazid? So the Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Ches says that that's not considered mazid. And if your stress leads to the degree that you didn't even daven, so then you could do a tashlumin in that case. Continues the Shulchan Aruch in Siv Gimel. Yispala derech tachanunim, kirasha mevakish papesach uvenachas. One should daven in a matter of pleading and beseeching, like an ani, like a poor person who is begging at the door and with calm. Tefillah should not seem to a person like a burden that he wishes to free himself of. Comments the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Ches. Hamavakish b'pesach uvenachas. What does that phrase mean? Hu inyan echad. It's all one idea. V'rotza lomar sheyomra benachas b'lashon tachanunim. One should say tefillah with calm and with a language and a formulation and articulation of beseeching. Kemisha mevakesh racham imalatzma, like a person who's pleading for mercy on himself. V'yosim alibo she'in biyad shum nivra malach o mazol o kochav. Underline this line. We should place in our hearts that there is nothing. There is no person. There is no angel. There is no mazel. There is no star. There is nothing that is able lemalo she'iloso ki imbirtzonu yizbarach. There is nothing that is going to be able to satisfy one's request without the will of the Ribono Shel Olam. The Eshel Avraham points out in the name of the Sefer Hasidim that one should be careful not to have kavana just for the things that you feel that you need. Because in Shemaim, you're going to be mocked for having such a thought, for assuming that you know everything that you need. Our approach to Shmona Esrei should be that we need everything that Chazal told us to daven for. Even if within our lives we feel a specific connection to one of those needs, still, we shouldn't think that we only need that and we don't need something else. We need everything that we pray for. The Achronim point out as well that it's very important that we don't daven just out of a sense of chiyuv, just because we're obligated to daven. As the Shulchan Aruch points out here, that we don't want to make tefillah seem like a burden. So let's see that in the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Tes, Kemasa, Perush, Afa Pisha Omer Balashon Tachanunim. Even if you're saying it in a pleading manner, Im Eino Mechashev, Kemosha Tzarech Davar, Ubalavakish, Malefni HaMelech, if you're not thinking that you really need what you're davening for, and that you're coming to the king to ask for it, Elo Shemispalo B'pnei Hachiyuv Latzei Sidei Chovaso, you're only davening because you're trying to fulfill your obligation, Eino Nachon. It's not a proper approach to tefillah. We have to be very cautious about this. Of course, if you didn't use this type of articulation or this type of manner when davening, you didn't daven in a way that's pleading, nonetheless, you should not repeat the davening. However, this is something that we should be careful about. Continues the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Dalid. Hatfila hi b'makom ha-korban. Tefillah is a substitute for korbanos. So we're going to see many parallels between tefillah and korbanos. Ulekach, tzarech lizoher shetei dugmas ha-korban bekavana. We have to make sure that tefillah is like a korban in the focus and intent that we have. V'lo ya'ariv ba-machshava acheres. Just as when one gave a korban, he couldn't have the wrong machshava. If you bring a korban shlamim, you can't bring it for the purpose of a korban ola. So too, when we're davening, we have to make sure not to have the wrong kavana. Kamo machshava sheposel es bekodshim, or like pigel, if you think for the wrong time during in a korban, so that's going to passel the korban. So too, when it comes to tefillah, we can't have a machshava that's going to passel the tefillah. We have to make sure that our focus is on the tefillah. Umu'uma dumya da avoda. Just like when we brought the korbanos, you had to do so while standing, so too we have to stand for tefillah. Ukvius makum kamar korbanos. And we also have to have an established and fixed place, just like the korbanos had. Shekol echad kavua mekomo l'shchitaso matan damo. Each one had a specific place where it had to be shechted and where its blood was sprinkled. Vishalo yachutz davar beino lakir. Likewise, there can't be any chatzitza between you and the wall, just like there couldn't be a chatzitza between the kohen and the kli that he held, the vessel that he held to help him do the avoda. Dumi de korban shah chatzitza poseles beinola kli. V'ra'i shiyu lo malbushim noy miuchadim l'tfila. It's appropriate to have specific, beautiful clothing for tefillah. Kemo big de kuhuna, ela she'in kol adam yachol avaz bizalzeh. Just like the big de kuhuna, but not everybody can afford that. U'mikomakom tovu shiyu lo mechnasayim miuchadim l'tfila mishum nekius. It would still be good to have a specific pair of pants for tefillah in order to make sure that they are clean. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if you had beino lakir, betur kasavod, beino lakarka. You should also not have a chatzitza between you and the ground. Chasav taz dafka gimel tvachim, avo papachos megimel tvachim afilu mitzvah leka. Says the taz, that's only if it's three tvachim. V'yashosirna afilu pachos megimel tvachim. However, others say that even within three tvachim of the ground, it's still aser to have a chatzitza. Mikomakom l'choleyamu mutter l'shtoach b'yom ha-kipur ma'lakarka asavim yavishim v'lamod alein l'spalo. Everybody agrees that you can bow on grass on Yom Kippur if you're davening outside. The batal hulugabi karka, because the grass is batal to the ground. However, aser l'hispalo bivricha. One is not allowed to daven with his knees on the ground. Continues the Shulchan Aruch and Sif, hey, al yachshov rayhu shi'as HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kal shasi kimen shekivati b'tfilasi. A person should not think that he is ra'oi, he is deserving of his request from Hashem, since he had kavana ki adarabah zemazke avonoso shal adam. If you think that, then that's going to bring up the sins of a person. If you think you're deserving, so then up in Shemaim, they're going to start looking into all of your previous actions. One should think that Hashem will give him out of the kindness of the Ribono Shalom. Who am I, such a pauper and just a ashamed human being? Who am I to come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, were not for the great kindness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comports himself with his creations? Simen Tzadiches, very important simen in Orachaim. Have a good day, everybody.